WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Investigators say the person they allege shot and killed two men and wounded six others at Florida State University is a 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy, and they say he used his mother's former service weapon, which was legally hers. More from CBS's Katie Weiss in Tallahassee.
You grow up and you do these shooting drills all the time, and it's now we experience it again.
Students and teachers scrambled when shots rang out Thursday afternoon near the Student Union building on the FSU campus in Tallahassee.
I didn't see the shooter, but I saw the kids running away. I heard some screaming. And the shots, like three rounds of like five shots, and then seven shots. So it must have been some back and forth going on.
Officers quickly engaged and wounded the gunman, identified as Phoenix Eichner, believed to be an FSU student.
Police have not yet announced a motive for the shooting. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports a grand jury has indicted the suspect being held for gunning down and killing a healthcare executive outside of a New York hotel.
Federal prosecutors had announced charges against Luigi Mangione over his alleged assassination of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, but he has just been formally indicted. It comes after the government reveals it would seek the death penalty. Mangione is charged with four counts related to the fatal shooting of Thompson in New York City last year.
President Trump says he's had enough of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell warning that tariffs are a threat to the economy, and he claims Powell is too slow in cutting interest rates. Trump said Powell's, quote, termination cannot come fast enough. But CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford says Trump does not have the authority to fire Powell.
Congress has restricted it. I mean, it's basically said that the president can't remove members or heads of some of these so-called independent federal agencies, including the Federal Reserve, unless there is cause, like misconduct. And that is obviously not the case here.
A federal appeals court is blasting the Trump administration's claims it can't do anything to free mistakenly deported Kilmar Abrego Garcia from an El Salvador prison and return him to the United States.
In a scathing ruling, an appeals court calls the defiance shocking. The president refused to turn around deportation planes to El Salvador and says he'll continue to do so.
That's what the public wanted, and that's what I'm doing. But you have to speak to the lawyers because it's up to them.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen met in El Salvador this past evening with Abrego Garcia. Van Hollen posted a photo of the meeting on X, did not provide, though, any updates on efforts to return Abrego home to Maryland. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
I thought we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain and thunderstorms in the overnight. Some of that rain will be heavy. Lows in the lower 50s. Southeast winds turning to the southwest. Friday, rain chances, mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will hold steady in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 55.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we're going to play a little Which Whopper's Worst. And I'm not talking about burgers. Which lie of the week is the worst lie? Tune in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the podcast On the Edge. Philip Itner, also on YouTube, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, and Itner Philip on Blue Sky and on Twitter. Phil, welcome back to the program. I caught this article. Actually, it's a couple weeks old, but it was about how Ukraine basically is desperate to purchase Patriot anti-air missiles because they're about the only thing that'll knock these Russian missiles and particularly the glide missiles out of the air. But Trump, working hand in hand with Putin, is refusing to sell them. Now, like I said, this article was a couple of weeks old. Has that changed? Our anti-aircraft?
No.
Okay. What's the situation right now?
It's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. And let me preface this by saying, as somebody who has lived in Kyiv for the lion's share of this war, at least the full-scale invasion, I have seen Patriot missiles at work, and they have kept me safe. Nobody can say it's a lottery when Russia starts chucking munitions at you, but yes, they have these hypersonic missiles that the Patriot seems to be able to intercept. And it is an impressive show of strength, and it provides us with reassurance here in the Capitol. The worsening of the situation is that President Zelensky got to a point where, because of the monies that have been given to Ukraine by grants, whether it's even American or its own GDP or, yes, indeed, Europeans, he offered to buy $10 billion worth of Patriot munitions from the United States. That's $10 billion that Ukraine would be putting into American coffers. And for some reason, Trump, who continues to say he is so pro-business, said, nope, we don't need your $10 billion. Pound sand. Which is got a lot of people over here scratching their heads. I mean, it's not like, you know, the accusation that they are looking for a grift or handouts or things like that.
I think it's fairly obvious Trump is on Putin's side here. I mean, I don't know what other conclusion any reasonable person could draw.
The man is deeply compromised, and the sooner we wake up and recognize it, the better. And I have contacts within the intelligence community because of all my time that I spent covering the various wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. I know American public affairs officers who then, when they rotated out and the wars ended, they joined a whole plethora of different groups, whether it was intelligence or defense or security, or even some of the strategic parts of the economy. And a lot of them have said to me, off the record and kind of on background, we're deeply concerned about the infiltration of the Russians into our body politic. We're worried about the likes of Tulsi Gabbard. We're worried about Kash Patel. We're worried about our colleagues. Who is compromised in the down the hallway? You know, my fellow investigator at the FBI, or my, you know, whatever it is. And I'm speaking hypothetically, but there is a large spread concern amongst the intelligence community in the United States that they are not speaking about too publicly. It happens, but it doesn't happen too often, in that the Russians are clearly, they're inside the wire, as they used to say. You know, we've been infiltrated, and the commander-in-chief may be one of the people who's compromised. This just should be a concern for everybody.
Did you ever read John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Treason, back in the 60s?
No, but I've heard of it. I'm familiar with it.
I strongly recommend it. I read it when I was 13 years old. My dad gave it to me. We got it at a John Birch Society meeting. And, you know, it's basically about, he documents in a fairly flimsy fashion. I mean, it was McCarthy-esque, you know. But basically what he purports to do is document how the State Department was filled with communists and agents of the Soviet Union. And but the reason I bring that up is because that book galvanized a generation of conservatives. I mean, the John Birch Society bought millions of copies of that book and gave them away. It was ubiquitous. It was everywhere in the 60s.
Yeah.
And I'm just astonished that, you know, we could have had the entire nation so hysterical about communism. I mean, that book was largely used to justify the Vietnam War. You know, that we've got to take a stand against these commies. And yet today, what that book described appears to be being played out. I mean, speaking of the State Department, Marco Rubio just shut down an office within the State Department called the Countering Foreign Information Manipulation and Interference Hub. There are 40 employees he put on paid leave, and he fired 80 contractors who work with this group. And what do? They identify Russian disinformation so it can be debunked. And at a time when Russian disinformation campaigns against the United States, which started in a big way in 2016 with that election, have just peaked out. I mean, you know, we even found podcasters taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from Russia to toe their line. Yeah, millions of dollars to toe their line. So yeah. It's just breathtaking to me, Phil, how successful this Russian campaign has been in the United States. And I think, you know,
they've reduced it to a meme. I mean, how better to disregard the very real threat that exists from Moscow than to turn it into Russia, Russia, Russia meme. Yeah. You know, this whole very dismissive, where you can just outright say, oh, if you think that the Russians are inside our body politic, you're wearing a tinfoil hat. Right. I've studied the Russians for nearly 30 years now. We are under attack. I've said it many times before. I'll say it again. I don't know the techniques that they use are varied. They are always deniable. They are always in the shadows and in the smoke and the mirrors of Russian intelligence. They're very good at what they do, and they know us extremely well. They study the Americans more than anybody else, with the possible exception of the Brits. And they know our pressure points, and they know how to get compromised people, or they know how to foster referred to as fellow travelers, people who take in Russian propaganda and accept it as gospel, and it's intentional.
Yeah, and I would argue they've had a couple major policy victories, the first being making Trump president twice, the second being Brexit. And of course, you know.
Look at what just happened, and we haven't spoken since Sunday, Tom, but I think it's important for us to address what happened on Palm Sunday. This was a particularly atrocious attack that the Russians conducted on a town called Sumy, where people had gathered to mark the religious holiday of Palm Sunday, but also to, commemorate those lives that have been lost. And the Russians attacked in a particularly insidious way, which we used to call in Baghdad when I was deputy bureau chief there, a double tap. So you would hit something And, well, you know, if you were intended to do harm, the idea is hit something, and then when all the, just like Mr. Rogers used to say, look for the helpers would come in to try and assist in the initial attack, and cynically, you would follow up then with a second attack, which would harm the ambulance services, the fire services, the civil engineers, the people who are out there trying to
And help. Apparently that second attack was cluster munitions, which are, you know, prohibited.
Yes, which is illegal.
Yeah.
In urban areas, it's illegal. Now, the Ukrainians have cluster munitions as well, but they we have no reports of them using it in an urban setting, right, only on the battlefield. So, yeah, this was Sumy was an egregious crime. And what does President Trump say? He says it's a mistake. It was a mistake giving the benefit to the Russians, who right. have a long history of war crimes here. An ambulance was hit just yesterday in Kherson, targeted by a drone. This is happening daily. War crimes are happening daily. And the President of the United States is making excuses
for
the Russians.
Well, and not only that, when
Something's you know, rotten in the state of Denmark.
Yeah, and then a reporter asked Trump, you know, Zelensky is offering you $10 billion that he got from England and France. He's offering you this money to buy American Patriot missile systems manufactured in the United States of America, and you're turning him down. Why? And Trump says, and I quote, this is just from 2 days ago at the Oval Office, quote, or actually, it was from about a few weeks ago. He says, quote, this, yeah. He's always looking to purchase missiles. Listen, when you start a war, you got to know you can win a war. You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size and then hope that people will give you some missiles.
That's in the Oval.
Yeah.
That's the President of the United States in the Oval Office.
Lying to the press.
I don't know if he was physically behind the Resolute desk, but regurgitating word for word Kremlin talking points. We have a serious problem here. We really do.
Phil, I have a minute and a half here before we hit a hard break. And
sure.
So what's the situation there now? You mentioned what happened in Sumy. The world saw that and was horrified. But, you know, what else is going on in Ukraine? What do we need to know?
We're hoping to get a new the Europeans seem to be stepping up. There's talk that the Germans may start providing a cruise missile that has been long desired by Ukraine. The battlefield itself remains mostly static, very incremental changes, but certainly it does look as though Russia is involved in a renewed offensive action. They seem to be focused on the north and middle east of the country. They don't seem to be going south through Kherson, which would mean that they were trying to target Odessa, and that would change the dynamic of the war because Odessa is critical for both sides. Mm. We've been relatively safe here in the capital. Trying to think of there's so much going on, but obviously you know, Europe and Ukrainians are looking at the United States and more realizing that Washington can't be relied upon. And so they're starting to, you know, step up things in Europe, the manufacturing, and even here domestically, the warfighting capacity keeps going up and up. So they may be able to continue with this war without American aid.
Yeah.
But then what does that mean for the alliance?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to have to. I think NATO is dead, frankly. I think Article 5 certainly
might be right.
Is dead. Yeah. Phil Itner, the great Phil Itner. Check out his podcast, On the Edge. Phil, thanks again for dropping by every week. I really appreciate the updates.
Always good talk.
Always good talking. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You ever thought about the Boy Scout motto, do a good deed every day? Let me tell you about that after the break.
Thank you.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You could be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
They came for Ukraine in the dead of night. A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red, but Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, yellow sways. A mother clings to a photograph. Ukraine still breathes. Ukraine still lasts. Ukraine is not alone in this. Their cry for peace, the world must kiss. This truth is known. We stand with Ukraine. They're not alone. Ukraine fights on with fire.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So, remember the old Boy Scout motto, do a good deed every day? This is our geeky science for the day. I published this today over on our ADHD website, hunterandafarmersworld.com. And It's a remarkable story. It's a fellow, you know, telling the story about, for example, one time he was visiting a family who had just suffered, I believe, unemployment. And he, without them knowing it, he slipped a $100 bill into their Bible, knowing that they carried the Bible to church every week, every Sunday, and it was a big deal to them. You know, he just didn't want them to know that he gave them the money. And that's the key to the old Boy Scout motto, or oath, or whatever you call it, which was do a good deed every day. The thing that most people don't know or don't remember, and I know I've mentioned this before, but it's probably been a couple of years, is that at least, and I don't know if this is still the case with the Boy Scouts, but it was when I was there in the Scouts back in the 50s, that good deed it's only a good deed if nobody knows you did it. Which is kind of, you know, Jesus said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing when you do your good works. Or, you know, when you pray, go into your closet and close the door. Or when you do your good deeds, do them in secret. You know, it is the explication of that instruction. And I can tell you from my own experience in life, it's, number one, it's really hard to find opportunities to do things for people where they don't know that you helped, number one. And number two, when you can find those things and you can do them, and, you know, I mean, if you can pull it off once a week, you're doing damn good. Trying to do it every, you know, do a good deed every day, that's a real challenge, right? But when you do it, the feeling that you get is just extraordinary. So I just, you know, this fellow, he says, he said, I found that helping others gives me the inner strength to push through just about any sort of adversity. And, you know, I think there's a lot of truth to that. So, anyhow, I just wanted to share it with you, something that we can all look for. How can each one of us help out somebody today without their knowing that we did it? It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. What's on your mind today? Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
By the way, right now, a mass shooting at Florida State University. Looks like at least four people have been shot. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. Hey, tax accountants, you've heard me talk about Blue Jay, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know how crazy it is this time of year. Well, Blue Jay is the leading generative AI solution, and Blue Jay is the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. I asked my accountant, Larry, to test it out. He said, Tom, research takes a lot of time, and I'm obsessive about making sure things are done right. Blue Jay has made our firm more efficient by saving us time. It's easy to use. I can't believe the excellent quality of the research responses. What a huge load off my shoulders, end quote. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built from a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, a generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, you can save. Text my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A 20-year-old Florida State University student is in custody after police say he shot and killed two people and wounded others at the Tallahassee campus. This student says others packed up and left.
It's really somber. It's like everyone left. I feel like so many people left. They don't want to be here. They don't want to like keep walking around and reliving it, like what they saw, what they heard.
CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us Luigi Mangione was indicted on federal charges last evening in Manhattan for the killing of a healthcare executive and will be back in front of a judge Friday.
It's still unclear when he'll be arraigned. He's also facing separate state murder charges and is expected to appear before the judge today.
President Trump is upset. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says tariffs may cause a rise in inflation.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow. And I'm not happy with him.
Powell says Trump doesn't have the power to fire him. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After going into space thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gayle King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain and thunderstorms in the overnight. Some of that rain will be heavy. Lows in the lower 50s. Southeast winds turning to the southwest. Friday, rain chances, mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will hold steady in the lower 50s. It's 53 at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, tariffs and Wisconsin businesses. How is that working out? We talked to James Vanderloo. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom. To save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get up to 37% off and free shipping. Vibrance.com/Tom. Check it out.
Use the law like a blade on command. He named a man who told the truth and tried to bury them with state-approved abuse. Chris Cribbs said the vote was clean. Trump couldn't stand what that would mean. So he aimed the DOJ like a loaded gun to punish truth till silence won. The freedom to speak, truth to power. For the freedom to speak truth to power. Trump made loyalty the only creed. Truth was treason. Facts were greed. Miles Taylor raised the warning sign. Trump called it crime, crossed every line. He didn't act to guard the land. He struck with spite and a trembling hand. His ego screamed, his orders flew. He made revenge the red, white, and blue. The freedom to speak.
About 36 minutes past the hour. Yeah, Miles Taylor and Chris Krebs. It's just astonishing. Donald Trump going after Americans. Republicans. These were Republicans in his own administration whose only crime was telling the truth. Amazing. Mike in Indianapolis. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today? Mike, listening on SiriusXM in Indianapolis? I'm going to put Mike on hold here. Mateo, you can check it out. He's on line 8. Janet, New Orleans, Louisiana. Hey, Janet, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First, I want to say I really love the term morbidly rich, and I'm definitely going to start using it. But the question that I have for you today is, do you foresee a conflict between the ultimate visions of the Heritage Foundation and the techno billionaires? And if so, how and when do you think that might manifest itself?
I think it's possible, but not probable. And the reason I say that is that the old line anti-government conservatives, I was going to say conservative, but I'm reluctant to use that word to describe these people. The old line anti-government Republicans, you know, the Koch brothers and their buddies, you know, they don't have a problem with basically a functioning American government, at least, you know, a functioning military and things that support industry, you know, like research and stuff like that. They just don't want to pay their damn taxes. I mean, that's you know, and they have a philosophical argument against things like public education being free. On the other hand, these tech bros these followers of Curtis Yarvin and the Dark Enlightenment, they actually believe that the government of the United States has to be crushed and replaced with basically what you would call a dictatorship, with a technocracy, they refer to it as, where a combination of AI and very wise elders, you know, very smart people whose smartness is defined by how many billions of dollars or is certified by how many billions of dollars they've made, that they should have really the power over the government and over the nation. And that they may or may not be interested in withdrawing from the rest of the world. But there's a difference in the fundamental vision between these two groups about why they're going after the government, why they want to destroy the United States, or at least destroy the United States as it has taken shape since the New Deal, and turn us back into something like we were under the Articles of Confederation. You know, in the years prior to 1789. I think that conflict is possible, Janet, but I think that their shared vision of essentially deconstructing the administrative state, undoing the Great Society and the New Deal, is a pretty potent alliance. So I think most of those conflicts will probably be around the edges. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking maybe the religion would be the division between them.
No,
right?
I think
the Heritage Foundation.
I think both of them are completely cynical. I mean, you know, yeah, the Heritage folks. You know, you've got the white Christian nationalists in there, and the white supremacists, and certainly the tech bros. You know, it's an entirely white phenomena. I don't know. We'll see. Janet, thank you for the call. Great question. Very thought provoking.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today? Thanks for watching.
How you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
How you doing, Tom? Okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Great. Anyway, I wanted to bring up the fact that I think we need to really start protesting the Heritage Foundation, who wrote this attack on our democracy.
This manifesto.
They need to be protested, Tom, and all the other people that fund the Republican Party. These people need to be protested. They're the ones behind it. The Republicans are just stooges.
Yeah. No, I get that. I totally get that. It would require a level of organization and sophistication that the left in America right now lacks because of a complete lack of funding. But I understand what you're saying, Mark, and I can't disagree with it. I'm completely with you. Thank you very much. Joanne in Springfield, Illinois. Hey, Joanne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was with Nikki Budinski last night at a town hall in Illinois 13, and I had planned on asking a question about the March 25th executive order for election integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're familiar with it, and I think I've heard you talk about it. I don't probably need to go into the details of it. We don't have time, but I do have a 10-page. I'm looking at the exact wording and a 10-page fact sheet given to me by somebody in the Illinois Board of Election Attorney General's cooperation team. I know Arizona has something going on where they're taking some hits about Social Security, and I was wondering if you knew of anything similar set up in any states that are looking into this and getting feedback from citizens. Not that much is needed. And apparently they want, you know, like you were saying, anybody over 50, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the point of this? But we have to go through their rules, their, you know, every government of DOGE is involved in this reordering of how we do things. We can't have paper. We don't have to have paper ballots. And then there's the whole, all the different ID requirements. So I was just wondering if you heard of any interstate cooperations in studying this, not just here in Illinois, but together.
Right.
And how they're going to respond within 30 days to all this.
Well, the executive order essentially is the SAVE Act, which just passed the House of Representatives and it's on its way to the Senate, which basically says that of the, 60-70 million married women who changed their names at marriage but never went before a judge to do so legally, that they won't be able to vote until they do that song and dance, and that the roughly 20 million Americans who have basically no proof that they were born in this country or that they are citizens of this country, even though their families have been here for generations, typically because of home birth, you know, or the hospital burned down, or they have no idea where the documents are, or they're adopted, and they just, you know, that 20 million people, they won't be able to vote at all. And, you know, the Republicans have identified those populations, women and you know, people who don't have documentation, as
now here they
more
don't
likely
really
to be Democrats than Republicans.
In the executive order, they're not setting it out exactly like that, so I right. guess it's a little bit different than the bill that just got passed.
Well, it's got language in it about, you know, demonstrating your citizenship and the consistency between your birth certificate
United
and your
States
ID.
Passport, ID document compliant with the requirements of the REAL Act, an official military identification card, a valid federal or state government-issued photo ID, and then it talks about identifying unqualified voters, and that's probably more what you're talking
right,
about.
No, but the point is that the names on all those documents have to be the same. It's being challenged right now. Right. I think it's illegal. I think it's unconstitutional. I don't think that, you know, the federal government can impose that kind of thing on the states, but here we are, Joanne. Here we are. Joanne, I got to run, but thank you. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the place where smart people get their news. Right back with your call in just a moment.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. Him, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. All right. If CBD isn't part of your wellness routine yet, now is the time to change that. It's CBD Awareness Month, and CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale, up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain and their sleep gummies, which I just absolutely love. Louise and I both use their sleep gummies. And it's all up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. This is premium quality CBD, nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need better sleep, less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. And you don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started and stock up with CBD. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP to get up to 60% off everything. That's CBDistillery.com, and the code is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. To get up to 60% off when you go to CBDistillery.com, use that code VIP. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Eric in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, Charles? Charles, do you remember the Willie Harden case?
I remember it well.
And then the constant calculations, then it come to find out that it was all a lie. Well, my point is, you know how Trump had the lady yesterday saying that her daughter, because she was trying to offset the senator who went down to try to get that guy out of jail.
Yeah, Chris Van Hollen.
I'm wondering, did the Democratic Party ever take the time to send investigators down there to try to find out, did that dude really kill that lady's daughter, or did somebody else did it, or did they just left it up to the...
Are you talking Lake and Riley?
Did the Democratic Party take the time to find out?
I think there was an actual immigrant, undocumented immigrant in the United States who was a criminal, and he did tried to rape and then kill this woman. And
No. But I'm saying, is it another Willie Harden?
I don't think it is. But for people who don't know what you're talking about, Eric, for the young folks listening, back when Mike Dukakis was running for president. He was the governor of Massachusetts, and the previous Republican governor of Massachusetts had started a parole program for people who had life sentences, which had never happened before. And Dukakis's prison administration, this had nothing to do with Mike Dukakis, approved a couple of these prison paroles, for people with life sentences that they thought were going to be good people, and one of them was Willie Horton. And he got out, and sure enough, he raped and killed a woman, too.
And... No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
That's not true. They found out that it was all a lie.
I thought Dukakis had started the program. Well, that's interesting.
No, they found out that it was all a lie, and after the fact, it came out, but it was already up. The guy had already done the lost election.
I get it, and I am hopeful that the Democrats can continue to stand strong on this. But when you've got people like Sebastian Gorka and others. You know, yesterday it was Nazi Barbie, Pam Bondi, up there with her little golden cross on, saying, "Oh no, he's a terrorist, he's a gang member," when there's absolutely no evidence of any of that. In fact, you know, she's just lying.
My point is, why don't they investigate this case and find out is it true or not?
I think they probably should, Eric. I got it. You made your point. Thank you very much. Skip in Morris County, New Jersey. Hey, Skip, what's up?
Hey, Tom. A beautiful day here in the Northeast.
Oh, great.
Hey, I got good news, bad news. What do you want first?
Up to you.
All right. Bad news, you touched on it with Janet in New Orleans, is Naomi Klein's got a new article out. It's a long read. I read it in The Guardian 3 days ago. It was an edited version in Raw Story, I think, yesterday. But it's fascism Armageddon. It's about the tech bros and the crypto bros wanting to go full-fledged libertarian.
Yeah, they want to crash the U.S. dollar to replace it with cryptocurrency, which they will control.
Yeah, and whenever Naomi Klein puts something out, it's a must-read for me.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, good news. A couple of weeks ago, you were asking a lot about who's going to be the face of the new Democratic leadership. I've got a guy you got to check out. His name is Matthew Desmond. He was on Jon Stewart about 3 weeks ago. He's a professor of sociology at Princeton. He's got a new book out called Poverty by America. The guy is JFK-esque. He speaks in everyday language. He can message in bumper sticker, and he's brilliant, and he's a great-looking guy.
Is he running for political office, or is he just a professor?
No, he's not. He's non-political, but I got the feeling that he could be pushed in that direction.
Interesting.
And I think the DNC ought to knock on his door, and heck, you have...
Yeah, no, I get it. Skip, you just faded out. But thanks for the call. I appreciate the referral. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, about half hour ago, you were talking about kindness, right? And I find that they're pretty easy in my daily life.
Finding good deeds to you?
Say again?
Finding good deeds that you can do that nobody will know you did?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Even in traffic, you can just let somebody in with a little smile and a wave of your hand. That's sort of last kindness that can make a difference. You know, you drop a pebble in the puddle of kindness and the ripples reach the edge. If you can donate blood, and that's a really leveraged thing to do. It doesn't cost anything, maybe 45 minutes of your time.
Yep.
You can sign up to be a bone marrow donor, and that's in for $35 a day. You can sponsor a child. Just about any country in the world through Children International. So these things are easy. And here's something that I had worked out with the gal that was my regular checkout person at the grocery store in my town. We had a deal that if there was somebody behind me that I could sense or felt or maybe right or wrong, but maybe might need a little help on their groceries, I would leave her my debit card and tell her to take care of that person. And then I'd walk away, and then after they left the store, I'd circle around, come back, and get my debit card so nobody knew who did it.
Wow. Good on you, man.
It was ridiculous.
That's great.
Ridiculous. I mean, I can't spend $100 on somebody for the $10,000.
No, I get it. That's marvelous. Maverick, I got to run, but thank you. Thanks for certifying my suggestion. We'll be back on the other side of the break here at the top of the hour. Did your miscarriage tissue have a formal funeral at a state-approved facility? If not, you could go to jail. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back as the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religious,
religion behind or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 today to learn more and become a member. Visit ffrf.us/freedom because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Emerson Lehman, host of the WBAY Morning Show here in Green Bay, into the studio for a pickleball breakdown. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Tallahassee. Shock and grief after a gunman shot and killed two people and injured six others at Florida State University.
I just feel awful for the students on there having to go through these emotions right now, dealing with the, dealing scared for their lives, honestly. It's really scary.
More from WCTV Television's Brianna Shaw.
By late afternoon, campus streets were filled with the sound of rolling suitcases. Many students packed up and left, some with no plans to return anytime soon. One parent told me she dropped everything and drove from Jacksonville just to get her child.
I was so desperate and I drove as fast as I could because I just want to be with her. My heart breaks from the families they lost their loved ones.
A suspect is in custody. Police ID him as a 20-year-old student. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and the nation will mark a grim milestone.